And a big thanks to RG Bank for bringing us our news, weather, and sports on this beautiful Friday morning, March 25th. And it's, yeah, March is almost over. The first quarter, oh my gosh, time is flying, 2022. And since it's the fourth Friday already, we're going to feature the Pagosa Springs Medical Center. And Dr. Rhonda Webb and Jody Scarpa are here. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys? Welcome.
Good. How are you?
That was nice harmony.
Yeah. We should start a show.
Let's do it.
Very good. Well, I'm glad you're here. And it's been quite a time, hasn't it?
Quite a journey.
I don't know where to start. It's just a journey.
Well, yeah. You know, I mean, I always talk a little bit about COVID when I'm here because we've all lived through this pandemic, and now I like to say we're COVID over it. We'll see, but
right.
we're really not seeing many cases of COVID. We see more flu, and the people that we're seeing with COVID are not real ill. Their hospitalizations are going up just a little bit, but nothing like the numbers we had earlier a couple of months ago when we had 31 employees out in one day in quarantine or sick with COVID. Those are some challenging times for sure, but hopefully we're just going to live with it going forward and waiting to see what happens with that. We are short staff, so we've had to cut some services, but we have managed to get through it in the way, like we always talked about with public health. The main journey here has been to try to mitigate the effects as much as we could and have as little of it at the time as we could, and we feel like we did the best we could do with that.
Yep, and keep the hospitalizations down.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So,
good.
Move on to something else,
okay,
right?
Okay, good.
Just like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm so...
Let's move
over.
On.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
I want to tell people, before I forget, that there is some confusion between our special district and San Juan Basin Public Health District. So we are the Upper San Juan Health Services District doing business as Pagosa Springs Medical Center.
Right.
Don't confuse us with San Juan Basin Public Health. We are lucky to have really strong public health here, and we have followed their lead in this, but we are not the same entity. So we, our Upper San Juan Health Services District, are having a board election on May the 3rd. And if you're an eligible voter, you'll receive a ballot in the mail, or ballots are available to be picked up starting, I think, April 11th, which is going to be here sooner than later. Again, the board is made up of 7 members, and we have 4 seats up for election. I think there are 6 or 7 candidates running that publicly elected. Those 7 people are who make the fiduciary decisions about the hospital, and they are volunteers.
Yep.
So,
wow.
So,
and they have one employee.
They have one employee, and that's me. And
their responsibility is you. Then.
That's right. And my
job
is they are my bosses. And I've been very lucky, we've had a great board. I mean, you know, our
all
board
along.
Chair has been on the board for 8 years. He'll rotate off now.
Right.
Greg Schulte, been a great leader for the hospital district, and we are going to wait and see what happens in May. So it's exciting.
So if you live in Archuleta County, you can vote.
Archuleta County or own property
Hinsdale?
In the district.
Parts of Hinsdale
too.
If you vote in Archuleta or in our district, parts of Hinsdale and Mineral, then you'll get a ballot. And then there, even if you own property but don't vote here, I think you get a ballot.
It's like a second home or whatever, you could also vote.
Yeah. I think some people...
If you pay taxes, basically.
Yeah, it's individuals. I mean, I don't think corporations, you know, who own property can don't get a vote. But
right.
Anyway.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, it's interesting. But
April 11th?
You can start picking up ballots
in just
a couple of weeks, I guess, or 3.
So do you mail those out? Or
It is a mail ballot, right. So we
and
will
who...
Those out.
Who
It's a complicated
Who
process.
Who monitors
really.
The voting? Is it the county clerk or?
No, we actually are. Heather Thomas, our clerk to the board of directors, is coordinating that.
Gotcha. Okay. Interesting.
All right. Big job.
Yeah.
Among many other things.
Yes.
Right.
Everybody has 5 jobs now.
That's right.
I know, right? Wow. Okay. Well, that's something to look forward to. And May 3rd is the date of the actual election.
That's
so you've
right.
You've got to get your ballots
Right, and you can drop ballots off or what?
Mail them back.
Mail them back.
Either way.
Or drop them off at the ballot boxes.
That'll be in the back.
Right.
So we're into the first quarter and looking pretty good. How was 2021? How did that turn out?
Well, we accomplished a lot, didn't
yes,
we, Jody?
Well, yeah, no matter what, that's what we did. And it was really gratifying to all of us when we brought our chins up and looked around after Rhonda was doing housekeeping and I was doing check-in. Oh, look at all these awesome accomplishments.
We
yeah,
did.
Really. Though.
We got a new MRI. I think that nice. Was a huge project for us, and it is up and going. It is probably the state-of-the-art MRI for our region, and it offers us an ability to do studies we could not do in the past, and it is a bigger tube. If you've ever been in an MRI, you know you have to lay inside of tube, a magnet. That
I've heard it's noisy, isn't it?
It's noisy. This is less noisy.
Less noisy than
has,
they used to be.
And is much less claustrophobic because it's a bigger space that you are in. It's lovely, actually.
It surprised me when I went in to look. When I went to look in, there was it's in a building, actually, that's
right.
semi-attached to the current building. And I walked in and looked, because I'm not a clinical person, I still imagine MRIs being like they are in the movies. And this one, it doesn't look like an MRI. It looks more like a CT machine. And it has disco lights. Did you know that?
Really.
those are behind the
disco
side.
Ball.
You know, multicolored.
And it's not in a trailer. You know, we had MRI probably started it
in
Pagosa shortly when orthopedics came, they depend a lot on MRI, and it's been in a trailer, and now it's a building, a modular building that's attached to our hospital. So we're very excited about that. We can do imaging for breast MRI, which is becoming the standard,
yes.
and a lot of other things, and we can do patients who could not be done in the old MRI because they were too claustrophobic. So we're really excited to offer that service. Our other accomplishments, we have raised money and ordered our 3D mammo equipment. Of course, with the supply chain that it is, it has been pushed out just a little bit. We are dependent on the supply chain like everybody else. And financially speaking, we are in the best financial shape in the history of Pagosa Springs Medical Center.
That's so good.
But we still operate with a very tight margin. That's just the way hospitals are. We have high expenses, I guess I should say
right.
it that way.
Well, yeah.
We spend more than $100,000 a day to operate. And typically, like probably many area businesses, we stay in the red for the first half of the year, and then we turn into the black in the summer, and then you know, right now it's kind of a breath of fresh air for everybody because although we appreciate our out-of-towners and tourists, they bring us business and but we're all kind of happy, right? That for a little bit it's a little slower.
Yes, a little. We'll take it.
We're like every other business in town.
Sure, exactly. Yeah,
so.
That's good news. And speaking of those folks that come into town, they also donate, you know, to the hospital, right?
Right.
Oh, yes.
And I know we were going to talk about that a little later, but
I will say that we do have very tight margins, and we do appreciate the support of the community for using our services, the property tax we receive, and donations we receive,
yes.
both
right.
from local people and second home owners. We have a lot of support. We got a lot of support during the pandemic, and excited.
And overwhelming support for our women's health and 3D mammography effort last year.
Right. And so, Jody, is the foundation still trying to raise money?
We are always trying to raise money.
When you have these kind of margins, you know, we didn't have a capital budget in the past, and we now are able to have a capital budget. So we will always be reaching out to people especially to support services that need a lot of support, like the ambulance service. Many people still don't understand that EMS here, when you call 911, you go through our terrific dispatch people, and then when the ambulance arrives, that those people work for the hospital. Many times they come together with other first responders, like the fire. We have and the police, the sheriff. We have great first responders here. We give a shout out to all of those people while we're thinking about it. But the ambulance is our service, and so it does need a lot of support, as well as oncology, always needing more support. So that we will be raising money for that throughout the year, and all donations are appreciated.
Really grateful. And we also we installed a donor recognition wall.
We did.
To recognize.
We had a donor wall in the inside lobby, and I know we've been so close, many people haven't been able to see that. We're hoping to open up pretty soon. We're waiting on the governor to give those orders. Yeah, we are under regulations for masking. That's all an order for us, and so until they lift those orders, we have to continue to be restrictive. It is a state order.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And so we're tightly regulated, so we follow the rules all along, because we don't want to not be open.
Fined. I don't know what they do.
They could close you or take away your take away your dollars. But we did take, as well as we could find, everyone who has donated to the hospital starting in 2008 of a level of $1,000 or more, and we have a pretty design a sign made it. It was of our mountain ranges and all the different levels that you can be on a mountain, and then you move up to the next mountain when you donate more. So it's very exciting. We had a donor wall that just talked about donating for the new building, but people in this community started donating to get a hospital here long before the hospital was built. So it recognizes
everybody.
It went
to the district or something. A foundation. What is it called? Dr. Mary Fisher Foundation. Yeah, okay.
And
it's still called that.
Yes, it is. And Pagosa Springs Medical Center Foundation is a DBA of that.
Right. It's easier to recognize that name.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we take a quick break, and then we'll maybe talk about some of the new providers at the hospital. And we kind of skipped around, but sure has been fun, and we'll get back to more fun here in about 1 minute. So stay tuned. It's 20 past 8, and we're checking in at 30 degrees here in Pagosa with beautiful clear blue skies. Wow, what a beautiful morning, and we've got some nice temperatures for the next several days to look forward to. And our show, Good Morning Pagosa, is brought to you by Home Builders Association of Southwest Colorado. Good morning. All right, we're back. Good morning. Pagosa continues with the Pagosa Springs Medical Center. Dr. Rhonda Webb, CEO, CMO, and Jody Scarpa, the Manager of Community Relations. And this is a great show. I just always have fun with this, and just it's always so impressive what's going on at our hospital. So new providers.
New providers coming on. In primary care, we have Kayla Lescovar, a physician assistant, and she will be starting next week. Also, we have Phil Zappone, a nurse practitioner, who is returning to us. He was a nurse at the hospital. He has lived in Pagosa for, I guess, most of his life, life. He's in local. And he did work for us in the past from 2012 and 2019. So we welcome both of those two primary care providers. In orthopedics, we have still Dr. Bill Webb and the team, but he is being joined by Dr. David Eisenhower. And Dr. Eisenhower has done three fellowship trainings for subspecialties in orthopedics. He has an upper extremity fellowship. He has a shoulder and elbow fellowship. He can actually do total shoulder replacements and elbow replacements. And he also did a trauma fellowship. So a great addition to our staff. He will be part-time. He started already, actually, part-time to move to full-time as his practice grows. So we're very excited about that for orthopedics. in gastroenterology, Dr. Zach, who started GI program here
right,
in 2010, just retired at the end.
He's a musician, right? Yeah. Yeah,
he did, yeah.
He's in a blues band.
That he does.
In Chicago or something. Pretty cool.
That is cool. He retired in December, and we have two part-time gastroenterologists who will be coming once a month for a week. Dr. Joseph Edelson started this week, and Dr. Jason Slate will come back in a month. And so
we do
have gastroenterologists again. In the hospital medicine program, we have Dr. Jillian Nicholson and Dr. Lauren Sonderreger. They both work locally in Colorado, and they are going to be part of our team to help cover vacations and things like that. And since I just talked about the hospital, I don't want to leave today without telling people this. If you are a patient on our inpatient unit, if you're admitted to the hospital, not the ER, but if you're admitted to the hospital, about 2 weeks after you get discharged, you'll get a survey in the mail. The survey is kind of dictated by Medicare, and it's very lengthy, kind of cumbersome. We don't have control over that. But please know, if you take the time to fill this survey in, it benefits the hospital in that it shows that we are complying with the rules about this.
Sure, yeah.
And it also, if you have issues that have occurred during your hospital stay, we will share any of those issues with our staff. I mean, hopefully people have a great stay, but if you have things that you didn't think were well communicated, it helps us to know and drill down on that and to improve if we receive your feedback. So I will ask you, if the community support, if you could give us back those surveys,
that
would be terrific.
Sure, right.
The surveys go to a third party, and then they give us the results, and they tally the results and give them back to us, and then we act on that. It's part of our process improvement. Mm-hmm. Jody, what else you got on that foundation?
Events.
Yes!
Right?
We are so excited to be able to open up this summer, fingers crossed, and
right.
We're currently planning our annual summer gala for Sunday, June 19th at the Alley House. If you're interested in coming, give me a call or just call the general hospital number. They know who I am. and we're also going to have hopefully a open house at the end of the summer to invite the community in and show off our new MRI, show off our new ambulance that was in 2020, the new ambulance came and we couldn't show it off. And
it's been a challenging time for everyone. We want nothing more than just to open our doors. I think we did this, I guess, 3 or 4 years
in
ago.
19.
Was it 19?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And we just had a community event.
Yeah.
We had hot dogs and
lots of nice art and classical guitar, maybe?
Yeah, it was really nice.
Yeah,
so we'll get the word out for the community toward probably late summer.
Yep.
Get everybody back in and let you see our facility again, let you meet our providers, and see just what you're supporting in our area. So it's exciting, really.
Very exciting. And it's exciting that we're feeling like we're getting back to some sort of normal at this point, right?
Yeah. You know, the masking, I can really understand people who hesitate to mask, because for us, it's different. We always wore masks.
Right.
So, you know, if you came into the hospital front entrance and you had a cold or thought you had the flu, somebody would probably ask you to put a mask on, because you may be sitting next to someone who has an altered immune system and wouldn't be able to just shake that off as well as some people can. But it has been hard for people who aren't used to wearing them. You know, in surgery, they wear them all the time. We sort of just always had them. But I do understand that masking hesitancy. Currently, the governor's order is for healthcare settings. You are to still be in one, and so we are continuing to do that. And it does help with the spread. I think it helped us back when we had 31 employees out in one day.
Did.
At least we didn't have 38 employees out, right?
Oh,
maybe you get a little
really?
Less of it at a time. So hopefully that'll all go away pretty soon, and we can just start seeing our faces again. And you know, it's hard. It's hard for people to wear masks.
Yeah.
People like me, I don't hear as well. I didn't realize how much I read lips until all that started, right?
True.
Yeah, and I think that's true for a lot of people. So hopefully everything will, I think the masking is supposed to go away in the middle of April for
airlines,
now.
Yeah, yeah. airlines.
We're hopeful. Maybe they'll do it. Oh, it's airlines too?
I think in April, yeah.
Okay.
Supposedly, yeah. So.
Yeah. So anyway, it's been a challenge. What a challenging time for the whole country.
Seriously.
Yeah, but I'm proud of the medical center.
Yeah, we've for
absolutely.
We got through it. We helped from a lot of people, had a ton of community support, and people, you know, I apologize all the time for our longer wait times right now. We are continue to be short-staffed, although we are seeing more and more applications coming in again. The great resignation occurred, and I think some people now, they decided they want to come back to work, and so we're excited about that.
Are you seeing that people who may have put off certain treatments or procedures that during the pandemic that they are starting to do something about?
They
maybe
do,
something
yes.
they were worried about or
right
working
right
on.
Unfortunately, sometimes we see people that have more advanced disease than if they had been able to take care of things, and you know, wait times for studies are longer, not just at our hospital but
everywhere
because we're faced with the same issues that every hospital is facing in the country, or most, I guess. There are some that
or maybe worse off.
So we've managed to stay open, and we are
grateful
here to serve
and grateful to the community and our donors and each other, Rhonda.
Yeah, it's been really something.
Yeah. Well, what a team you guys have and you put together, and what a facility, and you know, all these accomplishments are just fantastic.
In a small place like this, you wouldn't think that we'd have all this. And so for the people that built this up, and those on the team now that are taking this forward, it's just really exciting.
Yeah, we're very proud and grateful to you guys. So, and thanks for coming in on a regular basis and talking to our listeners and telling us what's going on. It's really good radio. Thank you.
Thank you.
Will. Thank you.
Great to see
here.
Your smiling faces again.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. No mask. Oh, well,
yeah. So
right.
Anyway, and hope everyone has a great weekend. Are we all set? Did we cover everything?
I think we
did.
Got our message out.
Get to our Western Daybreak Ag News next. It's exactly 8:30. Perfect timing. Thank you, guys. Good job. Have a great
Thank
weekend.
You. Thank you.
See
Bye.
You later.